This recording, Fujian 2, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's the story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who'd been working daily at the Old Jew in the deserted district of the territory. She was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square, near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She had a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and watched her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a flea jacket, paid out her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with goods waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot-and-mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally we don't expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so that made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itch goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Comma, Comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she managed to eat her. Her efforts were not futile. In all time, the goose began to tire. So Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bait the goose, dropped it off with a cloth and laid it on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered the fatal treatment that required her to measure a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of the penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mr. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in a small city in Fujian, China, and then I moved to Shaanxi 3 years ago, when I was 16. It was very hard at first when I came to live here, because at that time, I didn't speak English at all. So I spent 5 hours a day listening to the BBC News, and another 3 hours to reading the newspaper. Of course, I needed a dictionary. Anyway, that was very difficult. If you're listening to the recording, you may notice that in the recording I've been trying to do RP accent as a received pronunciation. Funny thing is that I have been to many places in England. I never met anyone who speaks with this kind of accent, and that's made it difficult for me to learn this accent. So I don't know whether I am succeeding in picking up this accent, or that's the reason I submit my voice recording to the site.